Welcome to Today on Broadway for Friday, March 3rd, 2017. I'm Broadway World's Matt Tamminetti.
And I am Broadway Star's James Marino.
James, this is exciting. We've teased it before, and it's finally happening. Tomorrow morning, the inaugural debut episode of The Andrew Kober Show will debut right here in this very Broadway radio feed. It is, if you know anything about Andrew Kober, who is currently a swing in Sunday in the Park with George on Broadway, he is hilarious. He's super talented. And on his first episode, he has great interviews with his very, what do you want to call it? His bro? Do you think that's a fair,
yeah, a fair thing? Yeah, absolutely. His bro.
All right. I forget his name. What the hell's his name?
Alex Brightman.
That's perfect. Okay. Yeah, his bro, Alex Brightman, of course, a Tony nominee for School of Rock. And then he has a hysterical interview with the one, the only JRB, Jason Robert Brown. And he also talks with his wife, who she's pretty damn funny, too. And she, I don't know, do they talk about what she does for a living, James?
No.
She works at a little network called MSNBC, so she's pretty smart, too. But anyway, you have to listen to it. His next episode after this one also has some big stars, Brooks Ashmanskas and Janine Tesori. So get this episode first, listen to it, and then tell Andrew Kober how much you love him and how much you can't wait for his second episode to come out.
Yeah, it's really... The episode flew by, so funny. Really, I think everybody's going to love it. So please check it out and let us know what you think of The Andrew Kober Show. All right, let's roll right into the opening of Significant Other on Broadway.
Yeah, last night, Significant Other, the new-ish play by Joshua Harmon and directed by Tripp Coleman, officially opened at the Booth Theater, starring Gideon Glick, John Beelman, Sass Goldberg, Rebecca Naomi Jones, Lindsay Mendez, Luke Smith, and Barbara Barry. The show is scheduled to run through July 2nd at the Booth, and James, even though the grosses haven't been great yet, the reviews pretty much are. Joe Domenowitz of the New York Daily News wrote, "In its 2015 off-Broadway run, the comedy by Joshua Harmon struck me as hilarious, heart-tugging, and annoying. On Broadway at the Booth Theater, same goes. Hilarity comes from spry, occasionally crude one-liners showcased to the max by the fine cast, as well as Tripp Coleman's deft direction. Heart-tugging moments arise between Jordan and his age-addled grandmother played by Barbara Barry. Pretty good." David Rooney of The Hollywood Reporter wrote, "Under playwright Joshua Harmon's compassionate gaze, that potentially mopey extended sitcom scenario becomes by turns hilarious and poignant, delivering a relatable contemporary take on the old-fashioned theme of waiting with increasing impatience for Mr. Right. In addition to the sharp, insightful writing, a big part of what prevents this delightful play from turning either trite or maudlin is the wonderful performance of Gideon Glick as Jordan, who is late 20s, geeky, cute, comfortable in his sexuality, gainfully employed in advertising, and desirably located in an Upper West Side Manhattan apartment." I feel like that's the most important thing there, James. "But somehow, despite his gnawing hunger for a fulfilling relationship, he remains hopelessly single, and he and his similarly solo closest friend Laura, played by Lindsay Mendez, make a pact to be each other's fallback option should the romantic horizon remain empty." Finally, the last one I'll read here is from Linda Weiner from Newsday. She wrote, "Significant Other is a slick, well-made, funny, sad new Broadway comedy, the kind that doesn't often get a first-rate commercial production these days. At its soft heart, however, the play is really a 21st century theater throwback to that old song that cried, 'Those wedding bells are breaking up that old gang of mine.'" As of now, James, as we're recording, the New York Times, of course, the only review that really matters all that much, hasn't come out yet. So if for some reason Ben Brantley or whatever stringer they get to cover it absolutely hates it, we'll let you know. But so far, everything has been pretty positive for the cast over at the Booth.
That's really exciting. I am really looking forward to go seeing this next week. So what is up next in the show and casting news?
Well, James, we've talked about this show throughout its developmental process over the last year, and yesterday, producers Paul Blake and Mike Bosner, in conjunction with San Francisco's SHN, announced the principal cast for the pre-Broadway engagement of Roman Holiday, the Cole Porter musical, which will be a part of SHN's 2017 season later this spring. Stephanie Stiles, who most recently played Catherine in the first national tour of Newsies, I saw her, she's great. Andrew Gellig, whom we talked about earlier this week, is ending his run in Waitress, will take on the iconic roles portrayed by Audrey Hepburn and Gregory Peck in the classic film. Also joining the show, our beautiful Tony Award nominee, Jared Spector. He was a Tony nominee for Beautiful. I'm not saying that he himself is beautiful, although he's not too hard on the eyes, but I was just wanting to make sure that was clear on what I was saying. Anyway, also joining the cast, our stage and screen star, Sarah Chase, directed by Beautiful's Mark Bruni. The new musical will play SHN Golden Gate Theater beginning May 23rd and is currently scheduled to run through June 18th, ahead of a fall 2017 Broadway opening at a theater to be named later. If you are not familiar, which... how are you not familiar? The musical is based on the 1953 Academy Award-winning film that starred Audrey Hepburn and Gregory Peck. The musical has a book by Kathy Speer and Terry Grossman and Paul Blake and features such classic Cole Porter songs as Night and Day, Every Time We Say Goodbye, and Easy to Love.
All right. Daniel Braker to succeed Wayne Brady in Chicago's Hamilton.
Yeah, yesterday, producer Jeffrey Seller announced that Tony Award nominee Daniel Braker will join the Chicago company of Hamilton as Aaron Burr on Tuesday, April 11th at the Private Bank Theater in Chicago, replacing Emmy winner Wayne Brady. Braker received a Tony Award nomination for his role as Youth in Passing Strange and has been on Broadway in the Book of Mormon since February 2014. Braker ended his run in Mormon just at the end of last month, I think on the 19th of February. He's also known for originating the role of Donkey in Shrek the Musical. This is very cool. You see him pop up on commercials all the time, too. So good for him. I'm glad to see he's found something else. I figure if you're going to leave Book of Mormon, you might as well go to another show that no one can get tickets to. So so good for him.
That's very astute. It's still hard to get tickets to Book of Mormon, although pretty small theater, though.
Yeah.
All right. The immersive Sweeney Todd extends through December.
Yeah, James, yesterday we went through the reviews for the immersive off-Broadway revival of Sweeney Todd, and following up on the mostly positive reviews, the Tooting Arts Club announced that the show has released a new block of tickets through December 31st at the Barrow Street Theater. Also beginning last night, a limited number of tickets at each performance will be available through a Today Ticks digital lottery. Yesterday we also mentioned that the new leads, Norm Lewis, Carolee Carmello, Jamie Jackson, and John Michael Lyles, will be joining the cast on April 11th. No word yet if they will continue with the show past the original August 15th closing date. If they do not, new leads will be announced before they end their run at the, I guess, is August late summer? Midsummer? Mid to late summer?
Yeah. I'd imagine that I'd imagine people would probably go through Labor Day. It's a strange thing to end August 15th.
Yeah. But, also, I left out one name. Stacey Bono is also joining the cast on April.
Yeah.
I apologize. I missed her. I apologize.
So I saw that extended. It makes sense to me. It's not a huge theater. There's a lot of people talking about it.
Absolutely. And then you throw in these stars like Norman
Carolee.
Like that's huge. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's going to sell a lot of tickets there. All right. West End Dreamgirls premiere announces cast recording.
Yeah, yesterday, Sonia Friedman Productions announced that the highly anticipated original London cast recording of the West End premiere of Dreamgirls will be released on Sony Classical in mid-April and is available to pre-order today via Amazon. The double album was recorded live on stage last month at the Savoy Theater and captures the original London cast of Dreamgirls, the 14-piece band, and the audience. Rumors of a potential Broadway transfer for the show have been hot ever since the show, directed by Casey Nicholaw and starring Amber Riley, was announced last year. So this will definitely be something you want to have because you can never have too many Dreamgirls recordings, but especially if the show does come across the pond for a New York run.
All right, next up, Sir Kenneth Branagh to receive Olivier's Special Award.
Yeah, yesterday the Olivier Awards announced that acclaimed actor and director Kenneth Branagh will be presented with a special award at the Olivier Awards next month on Sunday, 9 April. I always look at that weird. At London's Royal Albert Hall, the award will be presented in recognition of his outstanding contribution to British theater. Past recipients of the special award include a bunch of nobodies like Kevin Spacey, Stephen Sondheim, Judi Dench, and Ian McKellen. Most recently, the Kenneth Branagh Theater Company put on its inaugural West End season of plays at the Garrick Theater. The 2016 season, which comprised 7 plays, received 8 Olivier nominations and 3 productions. The Winner's Tale, Romeo and Juliet, and The Entertainer were seen in cinemas across the world by over 430,000 people. I saw R&J, and it was fantastic, directed by Kenneth Branagh.
So, quite a list. Kevin Spacey, Stephen Sondheim, Judi Dench, and Ian McKellen.
They're all right.
It sounds like the next people being chatted with Andrew Kober.
Very well, it could be. I'm a little under the weather. You're going to make me cough on air, Chance.
All right. Stokes to mentor students at the Center of Ragtime Controversy.
Yeah, James, this is a story that we haven't really talked much about, but it is nice to see it come to a fantastic ending thanks to one of the greatest humans in the theater community. On Wednesday, it was announced that the Tony-winning star of the original Broadway production of the musical Ragtime, Brian Stokes Mitchell, is expected to visit Cherry Hill High School East in South Jersey today to help students tackle the use of the N-word and other racially charged language in the school's upcoming production, according to district officials. Mitchell is scheduled to spend several hours with students as part of the district's plan to discuss the sensitive racial themes of Ragtime prior to the March 10th debut of the show. In addition to closed meetings with students, Mitchell is expected to participate in an open talkback with the musical's cast, officials said. A controversy erupted in January over the use of the N-word in the high school's production of the show, and it brought national attention to the school after civil rights leaders filed a complaint seeking to alter the script or halt the play altogether. Many theater professionals objected to that, saying that it actually robbed the show of part of its meaning. Mitchell offered to come to Cherry Hill to speak with students about the show. He made a similar visit to Columbia High School in South Orange, New Jersey in 2015 when students were performing Ragtime there. He said, quote, "It is about terribly ugly things that happen to people and how they surmount that. Our country has an ugly history with race," Mitchell told the Arts Integrity Institute in January, and I'm sure since it had something to do with the Arts Integrity Institute that our friend Howard Sherman was involved in that interview as well.
So do you think high schools will game the system by, I'm thinking about putting on a production of Ragtime at my house here, you know?
Yeah, and you know, have your kids object to saying the N-word, and maybe Stokes will come for dinner.
Stokes will come for dinner, you know? And things
I don't think they will game the system.
I'm kidding, of course.
But knowing how committed Stokes is, not only to the history of this show, but also the future of the theater community and the people in it, I would not be surprised if any production of Ragtime, if they had a significant reason to invite him, that if he could make it, especially if it's in driving distance from New York, that he wouldn't try to make it there. He's just, like I said at the beginning, he is literally one of the best human beings in the theater community.
He really is. Just a wonderful guy. So, Matt, have you listened to that section in Andrew's show when he talks about Jake?
I haven't listened to all of the show yet, but I have seen him do some videos with Jake that he's posted on social media. Just like everything Andrew does with his co-stars, he did them with Ramin Karimloo and Will Swenson when they were all in Les Mis. They're very funny. So I'm sure that whatever he says about Jake Gyllenhaal is just as hilarious.
Well, it's really funny for you and me on an inside track because he butchers Jake's last name.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
So anyway, Jake Gyllenhaal and Annaleigh Ashford talk Sunday in the Park with the New York Times.
Yeah, yesterday, Eric Pippenberg, an arts editor over at the New York Times, actually a culture editor, I apologize, he did a live stream at the New York Times' Facebook page where he talked with the two stars of the Broadway revival of Sunday in the Park with George. They talked about the show. They also took questions live from viewers on Facebook. You could type in your questions and they would read them to Jake and Annaleigh. I will warn you, it's about 20 minutes long, but for the first few minutes when Jake Gyllenhaal talks, doesn't seem like his mic's on. But it does get better after that. And like we talked about before, when these two did the press availability for the show when the Hudson Theater was opening, they just look like they have such a great relationship. And I've said it before, my undying adoration for Annaleigh Ashford and her otherworldly goofiness, I absolutely love it. But we don't really get to see Jake Gyllenhaal in these kind of things very often. Because he's a big movie star. If he does interviews, it's usually on, you know, late night talk shows where everything's planned in advance. We're going to talk about this anecdote, but he really seems like a thoughtful guy, somebody who really cares about the art and really has a lot of depth to what he's doing. He's not just a really super talented, good looking guy who comes from a Hollywood family. Like he's got the stuff, James. And so I really enjoyed listening to this or watching this too. And it just seems like those two are fantastic together in this. And like you said, they're fantastic together on stage.
All right. What a great way to end the week. So why don't you get us out of here?
All right, thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Broadway Radio, and you can find me on Twitter at BWWMatt, and subscribe to Something Like a Pop on iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play.
And my name is James Marino from BroadwayRadio.com and BroadwayStars.com. Thanks for ending up the week with us. This week on Broadway is coming up on Sunday with Genesis Fox and Michael Portantier and possibly a special guest. So take a listen on Sunday, and Matt and I will be back and talk with you on Monday.